October 19th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says each person's heart is his own kingdom. As with any kingdom, there are marauders seeking to destroy it. In this case today, the election, the vandals are the mass media who are trying to capture the heart of man, the nation, and the world with untruth. Therefore, it is important that each heart defines the truth and tenaciously clings to it. The truth is my commandments, which have outlined for you the way to your salvation. Ideas which compromise this goal are evil and must not be acted upon. Untruths, when given credence through mass media, tear down the walls of the hearts struggling to decide what is truth and what is not. I am the author of truth, of my commandments. I do not, nor never will, support anarchy, sanctuaries of violence, or oppose a person's right to protect himself. I do not support any attempt to destroy the foundation of history, which is the basis of support of the heart of this country. Only evil would encourage and support such things. As author of the commandments, I would never encourage lawlessness. Keep these truths in mind in every future moment. I am the truth. A note is given to read 1 John chapter 2, 7 through 11. Beloved, I am writing you so no new commandment, but an old commandment which you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard. Yet I am writing you a new commandment, which is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining. He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in the darkness still. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and in it there is no cause for stumbling. But he who hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.